Phil Moss joins us on the program now, and we've got this live Champions League happening as we speak, Mossy. Lyon 1, Juventus 0 in the 67th minute, and Real Madrid have scored. It is 1-0 there against Man City, and of course they're at home in Spain. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, boys. Isco putting Real Madrid ahead just 7 minutes ago, so that's the game that's captured everyone's imagination. Obviously, Real Madrid and Manchester City. Lyon surprisingly going up against Juventus, but any team that's got Cristiano Ronaldo in the starting lineup, as he is this morning, is always a chance of coming back. And Juventus, of course, one of the big favourites to take out the big prize this year.
What's happening with the Socceroos, mate?
Plenty, Davey Stanley. We know we've got a massive year ahead. Graham Arnold was over in Perth yesterday, spruiking the next World Cup qualifier against Kuwait, which is only 4 weeks away. And talking about Copa as well, and Copa America is throwing up some real logistical challenges because we're not from that confederation and we're a guest at the tournament. FIFA rules aren't invoked in helping the coach get players on board from their clubs. So he's got a lot of wheeling and dealing to do with club coaches around the world to make sure we can take the strongest Socceroo team there. Watch out for a mix of Olyroos in that squad because obviously it's perfect preparation for the Olympic Games. And there's another logistical challenge being thrown up there because of the coronavirus. Will the Olympics even go ahead? So much happening with our international men's team.
Have you spoken to Arnie about that prospect, Mossy?
Of the Olympics
yeah.
not going ahead?
Yeah.
No, I haven't actually, Loz. I mean, that's something that, you know, it only sort of really got headlines over the last couple of days. But, you know, in the back of his mind, of course, that would be certainly in there because, you know, and you feel, first and foremost, if that didn't go ahead, you'd have to feel for all those athletes that work so hard to get there. And, of course, with the Olyroos, it's the first time in 12 years they've been at the Olympics. To have it cancelled because of a virus would be just tragic.
Mm. Talking of some of those players, they're involved in the A-League. We've got the Sydney Derby this weekend with Western, or the Wanderers, sorry, taking on Sydney FC. Now, the Sydney FC have only lost one game all season. It was to the Wanderers. Are they any chance of causing another upset?
Look, the 5-2 win over Adelaide last weekend made everyone stand up and take notice. I mean, that's the performance that, and I think we spoke about it Tuesday, Loz, that Western Sydney on paper have got a very strong squad, but they haven't been able to put it together, certainly not consistently. But last weekend, they surprised everyone, including their own supporters. So timely, a performance and a result like that going into the derby. Netstrata Jubilee will be packed to the rafters. It'll be a fantastic atmosphere there. Sydney FC scraped home against the Mariners in the end, but it was a very gutsy win given that they'd been to Asia and got thumped by Yokohama during the week. So all the hallmarks of a fantastic derby are there. I think Sydney will be too strong. They outplayed the Wanderers in that first derby. The Wanderers got the chocolates in that one, but I don't think it'll be the same this time around, especially at home for Sydney.
Right, what's happening with your multi, mate? We're going to make a quid this weekend. So your A-League multi first, mate.
Yeah, let's go into that, Davey. And I think it's a three-league multi, pays around $10. Sydney into Perth, into Melbourne Victory.
Okay.
I think Perth, they'll be too strong in that one. And I think Melbourne Victory, they're 9 points out of the six, which is just remarkable for a club that size and all the problems they've had this year. But they've got too much quality. Andrew Naboot was in the press this week saying that he hasn't scored enough goals or laid on enough assists. So he looks fired up, especially with all those international games coming up. He'll be wanting to knock on Graham Arnold's door. So watch for him to have a big game as well.
And what about your EPL multi?
EPL, I'll go through it quickly, Dave, because I know you've got to get to the news. But Leicester into Brighton into Spurs, paying around $8. Ryan is in great form in the Premier League, so he'll help Brighton get the chocolates there. Leicester, I think, will come home strong, and Spurs will win under Mourinho.
Champion. Beautiful, Phil. We'll see you tomorrow, mate.
Look forward to it, mate. I'm off down to Kangaroo Valley this morning to help rebuild a NAB customer's farm. We're putting fences together for him in a couple of days leadership off-site.
So you're getting your hands dirty?
Mate, I am, and I'm going to get a couple of blisters, no doubt, Loz.
Well, make sure you put something up on social media and we'll retweet it. And you want us to wind up your mate, Robbie Slater, tomorrow and say, mate, why aren't you helping out?
It's not all about the share price, mate. It's about looking after our customers. So you boys enjoy that lunch tomorrow.
Yeah, we will, mate.
And, sorry I won't be there.
No, that's all right. I'll have your serving if you want, mate. But I'll say that you were there. I'll say, no, Mossy's coming later.
No, Mossy's coming.
Just leave it on the table.